The Guernsey Girls by Mary Wood, read by Emma Vane. Part 1. A Friendship is Born. Chapter 1. Olivia. January 1936. Well, my dear, that's another year gone. And what a year. The Silver Jubilee of King George was wonderful, though many thought he wouldn't make it, such a sickly man. Olivia looked up from her embroidery, an occupation she hated, but it pleased her Aunt Rosina to have her sit with her sewing and chatting for an hour in the afternoons. The saving grace was that during the times her aunt didn't chat, but concentrated on her own creation, Olivia could gaze out of the window of this rambling house on the cliffs of the Cornish coast and dream of what the coming year would bring for her. She, her father and her beloved fiancé Hendrik had spent a wonderful Christmas here with her aunt and uncle, but now her father and Hendrik had left, and Olivia felt daunted and yet excited about staying behind to take up the study of languages in London. She would so miss them, Hendrik in particular, and would live for his visits once or twice a month. Mind, he's better the devil you know, as Prince Edward, well, such scandals surrounding him and his flirtatious ways. Always married women, which makes it worse, but this latest one, oh, my dear, she's an American. Well, our dear king isn't dead yet, Aunt, and hopefully he won't be for a long time. I'm sure our handsome prince is just sowing his wild oats and will settle down with a suitable bride. A humph that spoke of Aunt Rosina believing it when she saw it brought the conversation to an end. Feeling bored beyond endurance, Olivia stretched out her long, slender legs and sighed. She seemed to spend her life with older people. Her father, a widower, and the owner of a bank in St. Peter Port, Guernsey, had been 40 when he'd suddenly married and she was born. He'd never married again, and always said that Silvana, her mother, had been the love of his life, and no one could match her or replace her. They'd met in France, fallen in love, and had lived with father's mother, Olivia's adored Granny Lynn, who had sadly passed away last year. Now Granny Lynn's house was still their family home, a beautiful three-story white house overlooking the sea in St. Peter Port, a busy shipping port with an ever-changing scene of yachts, ships, fishermen, either on the horizon or coming into dock. A pang of sadness clutched Olivia's heart at not returning to Guernsey for so long, but she couldn't dispel the excitement she felt at what the future held for her. Her hand went to her hair, and she made a pretense of patting it into place, though the roll that Annie, Aunt Rosina's maid, had put into it this morning was perfectly fine and kept her shoulder-length locks neat and tidy. She loved the style. She told Annie that she wanted to make sure that she didn't stand out like some alien being when she began her studies in London, such a fashionable city. But having browsed through a popular magazine that Annie had, she now felt confident that this was one of the latest styles, and a lot of the other students would be sporting it. So, my dear, changing the subject, how do you feel about your new life ahead? I'm excited, and yet afraid. I'm looking forward to my studies, but find the thought of living alone in London a bit daunting. And I'm missing Hendrik and my beloved Guernsey already. Well, Hendrik and your father should be back home by now, and that's where you should be. Oh, I do wish you weren't going to London. Besides, there are rumblings of unrest in the world, dear. Ireland, New York, both had riots, and I don't like that Hitler fellow. He's making Germany into a dictatorship. It could all spell trouble. Aunt, you've been reading Uncle Cyril's newspapers again. You know he doesn't like you to. I can hear him now. Such things are not for the ears of you women folk, my dear. Poppycock! Men make a mess of everything. They should leave it to us. I'm jolly glad that you're being allowed a proper education. It's right, too, that you should speak French, as that was your mother's tongue, and it's still widely used in Guernsey, so it's useful to you. But why you want to speak German and Russian, I do not know. Ugh, such ugly languages! And what use will they be to you? I just love languages, Aunt. And as you know, Hendrik is a linguist. We want to one day open a language school of our own. In the meantime, I need to gain qualifications to teaching standards. Work, you mean? Good gracious!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?